Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda, and I am broadcasting from Oceanside, California. This show is brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's Patriot Families of the YS. I want to welcome everybody, Bill, Guest, Lonnie, Rod, Sandy, Mikey, FT, Yo, everybody. Thanks so much, Bill, for that sound check. And I have a caller on the line, 909 area code, go.
Oh, this is Lee Koo.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Linda.
I want to introduce you and do a little stuff there, and we'll just get going here. My special guest today is Lee, and she's on the line with me. I met her last Thursday in front of Daryl Issa's office, which was an amazing situation. We had about 50 or 60 people there who spoke their minds, and let me tell you, and she's very cute because she got a kick out of me because she had me in tears. It was like quite an emotional experience, and definitely want to let you tell the folks here what we were doing, why you were there, and everything that's happened since. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, we were there to let Congressman Issa know that we do not approve of his push for amnesty, and basically to let him know that as Californians, we're in a situation where we can't put up with any more of the shenanigans from Congress.
Right.
At this time, we have high unemployment in the state itself, and we need him to focus on Americans, not illegal aliens.
Right. It was a good turnout. We all got to speak. Again, you are from, I believe you and your family came from, was it Laos?
Yes, my family
yes.
and I came from, actually we were, well, we have a long family history of moving, but the most recent was that we were from Laos. We went from Laos to Thailand, and from Thailand we stayed there for about 2 years before coming to America. And then we were legal residents until we became citizens almost 8 years later.
Yes.
Wait in line like everybody else.
You did wait. Yes, you did. And then when you were in the process, did you take study courses for the Constitution, et cetera, to do that before you were sworn in?
My parents did. I was a minor. We were minors, so they
okay.
took the test and they passed. So we became citizens under them.
That's amazing. So they did it the right way. And your message,
yes.
As I remember, was that it's so unfair, and we have so many problems on the border. We have we're supposed to be a nation of laws, a rule of law, and that we have not only people being killed by illegal aliens by the day and by many methods, not just drunk driving, but gang members and shootings and stabbings and a whole host of other things, not even to mention the money that goes out the door from the taxpayers to support these sanctuary cities. So, and I do remember that Bill Christensen, I think was his name, the top aide for ISA. He actually looked at you when you were finished and said, maybe you should run for Congress. And I kind of seconded that emotion at that time. So, we're seeing stuff. And are you in the chat room, or can you see what they're typing, or are you just on the line?
I'm just on the line.
Okay.
Because I really have to focus on what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Because I'm an audio person.
Bill was asking, do you currently have family waiting in line trying to come here the legal way?
Okay. I have family in Asia and in France who would be interested in coming, but we told them that they need to come the right way, and no, they're not waiting in line.
Oh, okay. So they just have not applied yet?
No, they have not, but we do have family abroad.
Okay. So what we can do is anybody who wants to type in questions, if you folks, because she can't read them because she's actually just on the line, if you guys want to call in, that would be fantastic. I know that you've been very busy. Did you go to the one at Dana Point the following day?
No, I did not. But we had about a group of 20 patriots there outside of ISO's Dana Point office. I was not there.
Right. I didn't go either because there was so many other commitments I was trying to do. And, you know, that particular day we were there quite a while. I was pretty wiped out after that. So, you know, just doing everything online, making sure that that I got my letter into Jeff Schwilk. You know, he was collecting those letters and he printed them all out and from his emails. And there was 150 and he plunked them down on the desk. I mean, we don't know what our opposition's doing. It's hard to tell unless we're, you know, a fly on the wall. So, but they're pretty radical. And I heard that they were yelling and screaming and we were very polite. So, and that's usually what happens when you have people from Tea Party people or people who understand, you know, civility, and you can still dissent, but not be weird, you know, so, and disrespectful.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people here. I've got people from Indiana. I got them from Arizona. I'm not sure where Sandy's from, but Mike's from Connecticut, and we got Yola signed in with Nick, and she, they're in New York. FT, I can't remember where you're from. We got them from all over the United States. I've got a really great group of people here. So they're listening to you intently, and we're just happy that you're here because we don't know what we're going to be doing going forward, except I constantly do the emails to ISA, no amnesty, and I every time I send something, I make my own comments at the end of the paragraphs to let them know how serious we are about this, you know, that this could be the difference between running a true conservative against him, and we've supported him all these years, but if he flips on us, hey, he's going the way of Mitch McConnell and the rest of them, you know, so.
I completely understand. I'm just shocked that he would be such a traitor to the American people. And well, yeah, and that he had the nerve to take pictures with Betts. At this point, I just.
Sure.
It's well, beyond words.
This is what he does, and I was very dismayed because I'm a person, I've known like Jeff and Ken Happel and all those people that were there in many different groups for probably 4 or 5 years. I also have a group that these people also hang out with called Americans Protecting Property Rights because we have been studying against Agenda 21 for all this time.
Okay.
And we speak in front of city council meetings. We go to every city to do it. We have done our homework. We try to blog in the newspapers. We talk about it on the radio. We do everything we can to wake people up. And when I heard ISA on his own telephone conference about 6 months ago, and I happened to be on the line, I didn't wait in the queue to come in because sometimes you wait a whole hour and you don't get to speak to him anyway. So I'm going to get to you in a minute, Rod. He has a question for you. But
okay.
This is what he was talking about. He was proposing, I could hear it in his tone, that he was all for this green energy nonsense and he wanted to work on algae. And I said, that's it. You know, I'm done. He's too flip-floppy. He doesn't understand what's going on. And if he does, he doesn't care. Go ahead, Rod. Type in your question and I'll ask her. Okay. So, let's see. Oh, okay. He's going to type it in for us, but
okay.
You guys need to call in. All these people need to call in because you're just getting, we're tired of the same voices. We want everybody to call in. You can call in Mikey, FT, anybody wants to, Bill, Lonnie, you guys call in. We're good. And he's going to try to type it in and he's doing that now. But we're trying, you know, San Diego, I don't know if you know this. I get a lot of, thanks, Rod. I'm not going to be able to do that right now because I'm trying to do a point, but I think what his gist was, if I'm not, I'll try it real quick. Okay, it says, what do you think of this country, and do you see the changes that have changed this country?
Oh, you know what? There's so many changes I see. My family and I, we've been here over 30 years. You know, we got here in the late 70s. Hello?
Right, I'm here.
Hello? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can't even tell you how much change this country has gone through. When I first came here, I went right into the fifth grade, okay? And
yes.
I was not put in ESL, you know, even though English is my third language, I was not put in ESL. And at
right.
the time, the school I went to, we had about 20 kids in ESL, and they were all Spanish speakers. Okay, at this time, there are schools in the L.A. County area where it's like 90% Hispanic speaking.
Right.
You know, Spanish speakers only, and the kids were there have homework that has half that's in Spanish.
Sure.
So,
we got that here in Oceanside, at Oceanside High.
I almost feels like it's not America anymore. You know, when
oh, no.
we first when I I mean, when I first heard about America, it was like the place of the golden city, you know, and that's what what the best of people go to learn and be more than who they could be in their own country.
I know, it's crazy.
It's gotten to the point where, you know, people come over here for handouts, and I thought, you know, this is not American exceptionalism. This government is stifling them, the citizens.
I know. It's very, very bad because it looks to me like they are at war with us, and this is exactly what's happening. I have a gentleman here on the line, and his name is Bill from Indiana. And Lee, this is Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Oh, glad to hear her on here and hear her talking and getting the view of someone who's went through all the – whose families went through the processes and stuff and came the legal way and understand the importance of that. I myself have been involved against fighting against illegal immigration since 2006.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of things that the people don't understand, that it's part of a larger agenda is to bring in all these people, skilled, assimilate, who don't want to reach out and try to grab a hold of that American dream, but expected it to be handed to them.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. I mean, if you look at like immigration, I think that before the 1980s, the people who come over here are the ones who came here for the American dream, you know, and those are the entrepreneurs, the workers, the educated crowd, and it seems like the people who have been arriving lately aren't really from that group. And I'm not saying that to be condescending, but it just seems to me that like they don't want to go beyond where they're at, that they're just happy with just the handouts that they're given. And as far as assimilation, I mean, I totally agree with that because, as you know, I'm ethnically Chinese, and when we first came over here, we could not speak a word of English, but we did take 2 years of English when we're in Thailand just so that we're familiar with the language.
Right.
Okay, and then the people who are arriving here now, they don't seem to learn English at all. And if you go to the stores, if you know, just look around and you notice that half of the times are in Spanish. And you know, and I'm offended when I have to press one for English. This is America. You know, this is not Mexico. This is America.
Absolutely.
It's my third language, and I still learn. You know, I mean, it's all about respect. It is respect for the country, respect for the language, and respect for the flag.
Sure.
And they're not doing that.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Everything, any of them, as far as language went, we speak German. We don't speak, no, we speak English. But with now,
oh, I know.
You can't even fly an American flag because it offends somebody.
Oh, it's sick. Oh, it's upside down.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I know it's incredible because here in California, you know, sometimes you see the Mexican flags up. And I want to go up to their and ask them, what country do you think this is? This is not Mexico. This is America. And if you know, and this is offensive to us that you're flying your flag here.
It is.
This is America, and we have millions of men and women who fought and died for that flag. And the last thing I need to see is a flag of a different country flying on American soil.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, I agree with you. Go to the UN building, and you'll see a ton of them. Which also ticks me off royally. It's another story, but it's all part of the UN agenda, as it were. Any more questions?
You put in a lot of work, study, and time and adhering to the policies, you know, and coming here and learning about the country and everything else. They don't come here expecting to change the country into the same thing they ran from and left to begin with.
Right.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely. I mean the people. I want to say it this way: that people who are educated, who understand what goes on in the country, will not come here to try to change it. You know that they will not try to change this into a place where they came from because where they came from was so horrible. Now the people that you see don't want to change this country is because in their mind, for some reason, their homeland is so great. And I also wanted to ask them: if it's so great, why don't you just go back? You know, take your kids. Take your stuff and go back home. Leave us alone.
We have the same problems within our nation. When people are fleeing certain states, liberals fled states and stuff, they tend to go to other states. And then they try to change those states into the same things they just left. we have that same kind of problem here within our own country. But the thing is, I mean, I welcome people who follow the laws and rules and come in here. Once they come here, they are a part of my family then. They are a part of my American family. I accept them as that. There's no problem there. But I have a problem with people who want to cut line, butt line, and expect all these in handouts to be handed to them. They don't expect to.
I agree with you there. I mean, it's like, if you come to America and you want to assimilate and be part of American society, that's great. You know, we welcome you. But
yes.
Don't come here and try to change what's happening. Don't try to change our laws or customs or anything like that. Because if you love your home country so much, stay back and fight for your home country. Yeah, go back
exactly.
and fight. You know, stand up and fight. That's what I tell them. I'm sorry,
I have one
ahead.
More person on the line. I got Mike from Connecticut, soon to be in Texas. Let's hope and pray for that. He has a great show, Hot Seat, Left is Never Right, a couple of them Friday night, Saturday night. Welcome, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, Lee, nice to hear from you. You know, I was I was born in this country, but, you know, you are just as much of an American as I am. You know, your family did it the right way, like my grandfather did. It'll be 100 years next year that he came from Italy on his own. And 100 years later, his progeny lives on. And I apologize to you and your family, amongst those of us that were born here, and because you came out of a mess, and now you're in a country where it's evolving into the very mess that you came out of. And it must be disheartening for you to see right before your very eyes, past this prologue, I guess. Your thoughts on that?
It is disheartening for me to see it because my brother, you know, felt so strongly about this nation that he joined the service. You know, he's a vet. You know, my dad fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War. And this is before he was even a citizen of America. And, you know, and for us to be here, you know, 10 years later after the war has ended, you know, to think that, okay, this is finally a place of peace and law and order. And then to come to find out that, you know, here we are again, you know, 30-some years later, looking at the same people trying to change things. They actually have no appreciation for America. That's what I'm telling you. They have no appreciation for the greatness of the country.
You know, the illegals, look, they know the ones that are coming here, and all indications are that the number of people actually coming here is actually decreasing, and many are leaving because they know the American dream is dead. There is no more American dream. And they know there is nothing here but the handouts. They know.
Right.
You cannot come to this country and live on $8 an hour. They know it's impossible. They know what's going on. They are not dumb. And so they're coming here, those that are, because they know there's nothing here left but the handouts. And, you know, they come from, many of them that are coming here illegally are coming from extremely violent situation, fleeing drug lords that our government is funding and giving them the weapons through the illegal banks like HSBC and Wachovia and things of that nature. So, you know, they're fleeing for their very lives, and it's our government that has created this cesspool, or what I'm now going to call on my show, the vortex of suffering. And that's exactly what it is. We are now in a vortex that the globalists, NWO, have created, Lee. And, the odds are this country is damned. There's just no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, I disagree with that because I think there are still many, many Americans who are willing to fight. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, we fought in 1814. When there was almost no hope, we can still fight. It's almost 200 years later. We still have the energy and the spirit to fight.
Okay, Lee, let me ask you this.
Stop making excuses.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can you describe that fight in 1814? What was that fight like?
I just heard that it was how the Star-Spangled Banner happened. You know, that we
the War of 1812.
We were, Yeah.
Okay, that's a different ballgame. Yeah. That was the Continental, that was the United States Army versus the British Army. That wasn't a revolution. So are you referring to 1776 then?
I was referring to how the Star-Spangled Banner song came about is when we were, you know, when our country looked like there was like no hope, but we still stood there and we fought.
But we were fighting a foreign government. But that's a different ball
game.
That's apples and bowling balls. Let's talk about today.
Americans
are fighting. Can you describe what that fight is for us?
Well, we have the conservatives who are writing, rallying, calling, and asking their Congress representatives to do what's right by the American people. And the only power we have over them is the fact that we could vote them out of office.
Okay, and
we can't resort to violence at all.
So you think then we could solve this problem by still working within the system? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we will have to do that because that is the law.
Well, I'm going to let you in.
But
on I'm going to let you in on it, Lee. The system is absolutely corrupt, rigged, and broken, and you're wasting your time. Because you're going to vote someone in that's going to be compromised, all right? I'm letting you know what's going to happen. You're going to work within the system. They're going to give you what victories they want to give you because they own the courts. They own the elections.
They own the money, the banks.
They own the hill. They own the money. So they'll give you a cheap win. You'll get confident, but they will. You will lose what they want you to lose. You have to understand that. And over time, You will come to accept that. I promise you.
Well, I mean, I still have hope. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of corruption that goes on. I mean, I understand that.
You
hope
know, there's
float. Hope
sorry.
Is a ship that does not float.
Let me tell you something, both of all you guys.
There is a much larger agenda at play here.
Yes.
And illegal immigration is just a part of it.
Part
to have
it.
A global elite who want total control, and to do that, they must destroy major things about the United States before they can hand us over to a global elite. One of those is destroy our culture, and you do that by bringing in all these people, and I disagree totally about the number of illegals coming in decreasing. If the truth were told, the number is going to exceed 30 million people when they go count the numbers.
Those people are already.
I totally agree. The 11 million that they put on the board is a lie.
Bill, I've spoken to these people. I've spoken to these people, all right? I've been on the streets of Hartford for months. I did this. I know that people are leaving. And when Arizona. Excuse me, Bill. It is. Brother, you're in Indiana. Excuse me, Bill. You're in Indiana. You're in a safe haven. I'm in the jungle. I know what's going on. Secondly, when Arizona passed SB 1070, before Barack Obama destroyed it, people were leaving in droves, okay? In droves. Church attendance was down by illegals. Hospital admissions by illegals was down. So they know there is no American dream here. They know they can only get by illegally. Money under the table, welfare, okay? So they know that America is dead. They're just coming here because they're going from the seventh realm of Dante's Inferno and going to the fourth, okay, to that assimilate. They're going from seventh
to
the fourth. And I'm telling
you,
they are
being encouraged to come here.
With
our
money.
Our government encourages it. Their government's encouraging. It's all about destroying the American culture, destroying the American economy.
So illegal immigration is just one part of it, Bill. Bill, it's more than illegal immigration, okay?
No, it's Agenda 21.
It's a lot more than that. And believe me, I'm telling you, I know many people that have decided to leave because America is dead.
Somebody would shut you up. Now, you're too much of a downer.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not living in Indiana in a bubble. Excuse me. I'm not living in a bubble. I'm out there on the I'm living in Connecticut libtard, all right? I see the zombies. I see the drones. I see the crap. You don't.
Okay.
You don't. I'm a realist, okay? And I work on my show 15 to 20 hours a week. I know what's going on here. Illegal immigration and this elected official crap is just a small, thin layer for the attack that's going on here. And I'm telling you, America is dead. Put your arms around it, accept it. And then we have to fix just household to household. Get back to your Judeo-Christian values. Teach it to your children. Boycott schools.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I see both crap.
Forget about it. You're wasting your time.
Wait, let me interject real quick.
I put a bullet through your brain. You're just saying it's over, then end yourself. Because I refuse to give up. I refuse to lay down. And until every American patriot is dead, there is the American
dream is dead. What are you doing besides me?
Stickers.
Oh, please, these overpass protests. Give me a break. Come on, what are you doing? You're making bumper stickers and T-shirts, Bill. Cut the crap.
Okay.
Come on. I like you. I dig you.
You have no concept of what I've done.
Patriots. A bunch of geezers being upset about I can't visit my false gods and my monuments. Give me a break.
Hold on. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay.
No. That's just it. If people can lay down and give up and quit, I refuse to do that. And I will not do that. And as far as he has no concept of what I've done and what I've accomplished out there. I've been way more than just right here in southern Indiana, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm saying going through the system, I've been playing on a national level for years. Going through the system is retarded.
Look. I get both sides of this because I know your frustration, Mike. I've got it here in Libtard, California. Believe me, I'm in the land of, except I don't have, I've got Jerry Brown, that's bad enough. They just elected Bill de Blasio, which is like the death knell. If you want to talk about the Communist Party, that's it right there. Look, Linda, my fight, and then I'll stop.
My fight is I'm doing two shows a week.
Hello? Wait, Bill,
my fight is eventually building up to five shows a week. My mission is to wake up as many people as I can, and Ron has it right. It's non-compliance. Working through the system is over. Kicking people out of office and bringing in new blood, which is just as corrupt, is over. It's non-compliance. That's the only way to bring it down.
And I understand what Bill's saying, too, because he's coming at it from a different situation. And I can't hardly hear him, so I don't know whether it's him breaking up or me. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm just saying I agree with Mike. Well, you're not going to settle nothing through the system as it is, because the system as it is nothing but corrupted. And it's
right.
Not just the illegals that are going to use to destroy the culture. While you're paying attention and talking about the 11 million illegals, they've brought in 10 million Muslims since Obama's been in office. They're not coming because they're considered asylum seekers.
Here's where we got to go. Let me just give you something. Welcome, Rained Out, everybody to the show. I'm watching people in the chat room. I saw a show, and I cannot remember his name, but I can see his face clearly, and he wrote this really cool book, and he was on GBTV with Glenn Beck, and he was talking about the story of David and Goliath. And he was looking at it from the, you know, prospect of a lot of people looked at David as the underdog, and the author didn't, because he said that man was a man of faith. His faith was so pure and so strong that there was no way that he was an underdog. He knew in his heart who he had on his side, and there was no way that slingshot was going to miss or fail. There's been many examples of that in history when people who were in certain parts of Europe and they would, French Huguenots who helped the Jews, and their faith was so strong, they just said, they can bring their tanks. We don't care. We know who's on our side. And it worked. And you know what? If our faith goes away, we're screwed. I'm clinging to my, yeah, my lead too, and my silver and my safe. But my, this Bible is, you know, my Savior's it. And I'm going to be David against Goliath. I don't care. I don't care how it happens, when it happens, doesn't matter. You know, I'm not giving up either. And I know that where Mike is coming from, because the Republic has died, and we just have to accept it, and we got to fight on. And it's all going to melt down. I believe it's going to melt down huge. And we're going to just, I'm telling you, you guys, anybody who's got any history books and pocket constitutions, I would treat them in your safe just like your gold and silver, because you're going to need them to rebuild this mess. If any of us are alive, we're going to take this damn thing back over, and we're going to fix it. And if
well,
that's
I mean,
not
it's,
done,
it's not... It's not just the Constitution. I think if you just live by the Ten Commandments, I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you take, even if people that don't believe in the miracles of the Bible, which I do,
yeah,
and there's been more forensic evidence to show that the miracles, many of them have taken place, as a matter of fact. Just look at Exodus Decoded. You can get that free on Google. It's a great movie. I bought it, but now you don't have to.
The other thing is, you know, I mean, where do you think that our Bill of Rights and our founding documents came from? They came from Genesis
Bible.
And Exodus and every place else.
Absolutely.
The five books of Moses.
And the only way that we can make it, look, the T-shirts and the bumper stickers and the overpass protests and the elections aren't working. It's not. It's getting rid of your material dependency. And just accept, maybe, you know what, maybe you have to lose everything to get something back for your kids, maybe jail time. Things need to be boycotted. Where are these parents?
I know.
Oh, absolutely.
Children?
Oh, absolutely.
Ahead,
I'm all for boycotting places that promote, you know, the less agenda. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen one yet. I've only seen this country get upset about not being able to worship false idols. The war memorials.
I know,
and Mount
Rushmore.
It's the only time I ever saw this country get upset. And I'm sorry. I find it pathetic.
Wait
I'm
a second
sorry.
Now. I was a witness because I went down. Wait a minute. I was a witness down in San Diego because I saw 1,000 people marching and boycotting every single place and every single store and every manufacturer who makes GMO foods. So they're boycotting huge.
That's good. Excellent. And unfortunately, we don't get news coverage on that. But, you know, if it goes nationwide, we might, you know.
Well, they did do it nationwide, but there's no news coverage except for the Internet. Where do you think they're getting their data from now? There was a guy that Glenn showed today. He had data not from any stupid poll by, you know, who's a Gallup and the rest of those clowns. Oh, no. He was studying all the Twitter feeds, the Facebook tweet, every social media feed he could find from every – from left, right, middle, centered, liberty, whatever you want to call it, everywhere he could, and he's finding numbers that it's blowing people away right now. There's like 82% of the people who are dead set against raising any debt ceiling by either Congress or the president. I mean, this is huge. There's numbers that you would not believe. It's, and this is the real numbers, not this crap they call up people on, you know, on the telephone. Yeah, right. Who's going to, you know what I mean? These are real numbers. Yeah. So I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in. We got a whole hour left. If you guys want to talk, you guys go right ahead. I'm enjoying this. This is fantastic.
Well, I think another thing that needs to be done, we know that restaurants are a haven for illegal immigrants. When I get down
God.
To Texas and not working this ridiculous rotating job garbage, I'm going to do the best I can to cook 100% for myself 7 days a week and not
Good.
Go to restaurants at all. It's a haven
oh, yeah.
for illegals. I mean, We have to take them. It's all about the money.
Right.
It's dollars, 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 dollars. And we
Go
have
ahead,
to
Lee.
Take the dollars right out there. Of these people's hands.
Right there, you hit the nail on the head. You've got to go out to these employers who employ them and lay
yep.
the hammer on them.
Put them
and
in jail.
They don't. And you got too many of your elected who are invested in businesses who do just that. You got too many elected who are invested in housing markets and stuff where they cater to the illegals. They're invested in making money off of them. So, yeah, they're going to fight for them. And on the other side, they want the power of the vote.
Yeah,
well,
They're all future Democrats as soon as they get their citizenship. And then look what happened yesterday. Virginia has gone blue.
Oh, God.
New York
oh,
City,
that was awful.
New York City put in a Democratic mayor. I guess they want the days of Koch Dinkins again. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's this vortex. It's this
Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
People just want to sit in the vortex. I don't know. I just don't
know. Any thoughts on that, Lee?
Oh, about that, yeah. I got an email about kitchen only losing by 1% or something like that. And I asked myself, okay, so if the third party candidate can't see what's happening, you know, if he saw what was happening, when the honorable thing to do would be to step down and go, you know what? I think we have a situation here where we have to go with a conservative candidate instead of a libertarian.
You got to ask yourself, who's funding that so-called Libertarian Party, and who was
pushing for it? That's what I thought. I thought, okay, so he must be the hole that got in.
Oh yeah, that was Barry and George Soros. Yeah, Georgie boy. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll bet you.
Yeah,
I'll bet you anything.
So it's bond paid for by George Soros.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's the GOP establishment itself in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
They spent $9 million on the last election for governor. This year they spent $3 million. What does that tell you?
Oh, my gosh.
They're kamikaze pilots. They're all bought, that's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. They're all bought and paid for, top to bottom. Now, you want to exclude Rand Paul or – you know, Mike Lee or Ted Cruz until they find something. Well, you'll be my guest, but you know, three out of thousands, the odds are against it. Just saying.
Well, yeah, but remember, we still have to fight. We can't just give up because it's three out of a thousand.
Well, you have to describe.
No, we can't.
But you have to describe the fight.
Well, you know, like you said, boycott certain businesses. You know, boycott certain industries.
And don't pay taxes. Which means possibly facing jail time. But you have to be prepared for that.
That's right.
And I'm making arrangements now because I might be gone. I might be gone sometime next year because you know what? I cannot live with myself as a Christian knowing that half of my labor is going to killing unborn babies, illegal wars, 24-hour drone strikes, condoning homosexuality. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's pretty crazy. Did you guys,
can the American people stop worshiping the material world?
I don't know. Can they do that?
I don't know, Mike.
I don't know the answer to that. Say again, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I couldn't.
I don't have an answer to it because he's exactly right on all the things he's saying there. It's, you know, I'm the person who knows exactly how I see it. They're all in cahoots together. It's a show while we're looking, but when we're not looking, they're all back here investing together, playing together, planning out how they're going to bribe one another with a pork barrel spending or trade or something, you know. Both sides are corrupt.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear what Reince Priebus said on TV, national TV the other day? I mean, he was like, it was like a shill for McConnell, McCain, and Lindsey Graham. It was unbelievable. And like his little mealy mouth, he was just like this little girly man, you know, oh, well, we have to make sure that we don't exclude the establishment GOP because we don't want to be divided. Oh, my God. Does he realize that these people are dead? This Republican Party is dead. They are the Whigs.
I mean,
I'm not giving one dime to these clowns.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. Who actually put him in charge? I mean, he has no spine.
Oh my gosh!
Who put him in charge?
Well, the establishment did it. I mean, look what they do. They elected Boehner over Pig Pelosi. You know, it's unbelievable. And he's just the male version of that little schmendrick. So I don't know. It's crazy. You got McConnell, you got Lindsey, you got McCain, you got Corker and Cornyn. What the hell are we doing here? I mean, they're all the same.
Well,
it's all progressive. They're all progressives.
Yeah. Well, what I tell them whenever they ask for donations, you know, whenever I get an email asking for donations from the RNC, you know what I tell them? I tell them, when Boehner goes to spine, let me know.
You know what
let
I tell
know,
them on
and
the
we'll
telephone?
Talk about it.
What I normally tell them is I'm broke and I'm on a fixed income, but the next time they call, because they call me all the time because I've been doing all these crazy things for 5 years and they all got my damn phone number somehow. And so I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm going to start my own damn party and they're going to be called the Jeffersonians and you guys can all pound sand. I'm done. Just forget about it. Not a dime to anybody.
But
that's
Linda,
right.
Linda, I hear you, but again, you still want to work within the system. Now, Lee, I have a question for you. What does that mean, Boehner grow a spine? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it just seems like every time he goes up against a Democrat, he caves in.
Don't you understand
what is this business about? Isn't he supposed to represent us?
Don't you understand why? No, he does not. No, he does not represent you. See, again,
he doesn't work for us.
You have to accept the fact. It's all rigged.
A play.
They're all on
it's
the
a theater.
Tape. And it's a shame that Rod left. He put in here that God is still in charge. Ladies and gentlemen, read your Bible. 1 John 5:19. After the show, if you have a Bible at home, because I'm not going to tell you what it is. You read it. Go get your Bible out. 1 John 5:19. Go read the book of Isaiah. Go ahead. Go read Chronicles. We are living in the days of what ancient Israel went through.
Yep.
The greatest and only kingdom. That came from God. And Solomon ruined the whole thing.
Sure.
Read how he ruined it. We're doing the same thing. We are growing deeper and deeper into Babylon. That is why we're done.
Sure.
That is why we're dead. And that is why I say, if you don't get back to the Judeo-Christian values, and forget about it. Schools are dead. One house at a time. You have to deprogram on Saturday and Sunday what the poison that your kids are getting Monday through Friday. You have to dump your material lust. You have to leave Satan. Satan is the god of this world. 1 John 5:19. And ask yourself again, when Jesus was on the mountain and the devil tried to tempt him, and he said, you do obeisance to me, all these kingdoms are yours. Now, how could the devil give Jesus the kingdoms if God didn't give it to him first? Think about that. That's
because he owns them. He owns
that
them.
Is what everyone is missing. James 4:8. Draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. We're dying in the cesspool of the vortex of suffering because we have left him. Thank you.
I agree with you, Mike. Look, it's gonna take what you're saying, and it's also gonna take people like William Wallace in Braveheart. That's what it's gonna take. If you think we're gonna get out of this without any bloodshed, you're crazy.
How many times in that book did God use one to accomplish his goal? He didn't need more than one.
Sure. Okay, I don't know if I'm getting feedback, but you guys go ahead and keep talking.
Because I mute when I turn off. I got a nice mute button on my mic, so.
Okay.
But it has to be household to household.
Sure.
It's just no other way. I mean, I respect you ladies for, you know, you're writing your letters. I mean, I do. But it's just not going to get you anywhere. And like I said, if you guys get a victory, it's a victory that they're allowing you to have.
Yes. No,
how
it's rich.
It's so deep.
It is
so
deep. Look,
we don't even know the layers. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. But sometimes if you read the right books, you can get a pretty good darn handle on it. I was in the doctor's office today. It was just a well checkup. Don't worry, anybody. So I always bring my books with me because it's one of the best avenues to where I can actually sit down with some quiet and read and not be interrupted by idiotic TV like Fox News, which I try to turn off. I'd much rather watch the new episode of Criminal Minds because I can actually sleep better, which is pretty cool. It's true. So I'm reading all this stuff in Creature of from Jekyll Island, and I'm telling you, it's pretty clear as to what's going on and who owns who and how it started because G. Edward Griffin did one hell of a job, and Bill Strong has read that book. So I respect him for that because it's almost 600 pages, if I'm not mistaken. And there's footnotes, and there's quotes from Hamilton and quotes from Jefferson. I mean, it's just fabulous. It goes through the Rothschilds. It goes through Mandel House. It goes through every damn progressive from here to hell. And it tells you exactly what's going on and how it happens. And when I listen to Ron Golden and I listen to Mikey, and you guys pretty much go down the same path on this, but on the stop complying because of the dishonest monetary system, and that's why pretty soon, because once I get through the holidays, this girl's going to go down to that little place in San Marcos, and I'm going to get me some silver, a lot more of it, and some more lead. Like I said, I can't have too much because my suspension will not make it to Indiana someday in my poor car. But that's me. So,
well,
yeah, because
I hear you. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, I don't know. You know, the Fed is going to drag this on and on and on as best they can. You know that, which is only going to make, if there is going to be a crash, just going to be all the more harder.
I think it's coming. Yeah. Nobody can actually pinpoint when. We don't have a crystal ball. There's no one can really predict that. So,
guys,
you know.
I'm going to say something that's really, you guys may think that it's out there and you guys can go ahead. But look, the ancient kingdom of Israel and the true republic of America, they're both an aberration. They were both consecrated by God, and I believe for this reason. And that is, they were both created to give us a glimpse of what life could be like.
Right.
If we obeyed God's laws, and I'll even take it down a notch. When Jesus said, love each other as yourself, I'll even take it down a notch. I'll throw in respect your neighbor as you want them to respect you. This has been an American dream, and it's exactly what it is. It's a dream. And the ancient kingdom of Israel is now notes on a page. They're both gone now. Because God gave us two chances to show us what life could be. And life was wonderful. But for some reason, human nature just wants to suffer.
I know. Well,
wants
look.
To destroy each other. Book of Ecclesiastes. Man dominates man to his injury.
Right.
Or I believe
this is,
that's Proverbs.
Look,
one of those.
What I got out of my chapters today, I think you're correct. You're going down the right path here. What I concluded after reading the chapters that I was reading in Jekyll Island is that there's a lot of evil SOBs out there, and they're out to control us one way or another, and they worship Mammon, and they worship Lucifer. And then there's us, you know, who are saying, no, there's a better way. We're the underdogs right now. We're kind of like the David against Goliath, but we got to flip this on its head, guys. We got to just have that faith and literally build a better slingshot, if you know what I mean. And I'm dead serious. I don't care. I'm not going down without one hell of a fight. If that means lead-ridden
hot,
they air condition me, that's fine. I know.
Hey, Linda, I'll tell you what. I'm not an offensive guy, but if somebody were to come at me, I will bite off his yam bag to survive, okay? So, I mean, I don't care. I will go through his jeans and I'll bite off his yam bag to survive. So, I am no sheep.
Look, me neither. We've got you know why they don't put all women armies together, because it would be hell on wheels. You can just imagine the PMS, the perimenopausal, etc. There would be nothing left that would make Genghis Khan look like a pastor, because they'd be ripped to shreds and there wouldn't even be a bird alive. I mean, you know, trust me, we can get pretty ticked. It's like, you know, the mother bear don't take the
blood.
Oh yeah, we can go nuts.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, Lee.
Well, see, that's the spirit that we need, is that willingness to fight to the end, you know. If we just walk away and throw our hands up and go, you know, this is over, then we will lose. But if we have this will to fight and to live another day, then we will win. Because this is the, you know, America is the last place on earth as far as freedom is alive in. I mean, I lived in Asia. I've been to Europe, and I have to tell you, America is my favorite place of all places.
Absolutely. Well,
we have to do everything within our power to fight to preserve it.
When you look at what the whole idea, they had people came here, they had the Mayflower Compact, and everything started evolving, and then we had the idiot King George III and other kings probably before him, because he took the throne, I think it was 1 year after George Washington married Martha Custis, and that was 1760. So that little schmuck was 22 years old. Out of nothing, out of whole cloth, these guys, the founders, came up with this idea, a new way of looking at life, a new way of thinking, a new way of, hey, we don't like this crap that's been going on for 5,000 years. Let's try something new. They did it. It was great. Of course, we even Alexander Hamilton, which I'm reading about in several different forms, not just one book, but others, who was probably closer to Karl Marx than he ever was to James Madison and John Adams. So because he was a mercantilist, and all through this chapter I'm reading, it's very much proof of it. If you understand how these evil banking systems, and Ron and Mikey know this for sure, if you understand how this works, and everybody in America could get a grasp on this like I'm getting a grasp on it, there would be a revolution before morning. And that's a quote from someone way back when. So believe me, this monetary system and the New World Order, they're all wrapped up around the same Luciferian pieces of garbage, if you will. And this is very I think the more we know, because I believe knowledge is power. I mean, let me tell you, it's enlightenment at times, and I'm not talking about the fake stuff with the loose, you know, the Gaia people and the rest of these clowns and the Nimrods. No, I'm talking about the truth from the Bible and from our founders that were the ones who really understood that men are not angels, and people that even wrote the Federalist Papers were not on the right track all the time. So you've got to know that as the minute they get corrupted, and they'll get corrupted in a heartbeat, because I'm looking at these dates going, oh, boy, it didn't take long, did it? A couple months, and they screw it up every time. So we've got to keep fighting.
Well, we talk about the monetary system, and we talk about fight, fight, fight. But as long as we continue to fund the machine, Linda, Lee, there is no fight.
Okay.
The only way the money has to stop flowing in.
I know. How do you get, Mike, my question to you is, how do you get 330 million people to stop paying their damn funding the beast? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, you won't. You won't today, and you won't tomorrow, and you won't 5 years from now.
Well, we got
to
try.
We have to wake up as many people as we can, which is why I want to be in a position to do 5 shows a night. I
awesome.
Really do. And it's household to household. And
exactly. It is neighborhood by neighborhood. You're right.
It's a slow process. But you have to be accepting enough to say, you know what? I might go to jail for this. You know what? I might lose my third car. You know what? I might have to close
Mike?
My savings account. Oh, I can't go to Ice Capades next month. What a freaking shame. Gee, I can't keep my HBO. Well, hey.
Yeah. Do you know who else was unafraid of going to jail? Do you know who else was unafraid of going to jail? Martin Luther King Jr. And he actually did. They jailed him.
Right.
He was unafraid.
Bullet in the head, just like JFK. JFK, not the greatest husband in the world, but he sure made a fine true American, because you know what? He fought the system, and he got
did.
A bullet for
yeah,
it
he
from
did.
Three,
bullet in his head, yeah.
three
yep.
different at three different shooters. But
did
that's
you know,
the risk. That's what you
did
have
you
to
know that?
Of the mirror and say, where do I really, really stand? Am I just blowing smoke up people's asses? Am I really a cop? Okay, I made another bumper sticker and I wrote another email. I feel good. Where is it really going? What are you truly willing to do?
Exactly. And you know who else spent more time in jail than he did on the outside? St. Paul.
Oh, and Peter and John, they all did.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, you got to, if you're not on his side, then he's, you know
and,
what I mean?
And you can't jail 330 million people.
Absolutely. Well, you know what?
We have the numbers. We don't have the commitment.
Yeah, what I'm seeing now, let's go down that road when you say one household at a time, one person at a time to wake them up. I'm seeing people, you know, because of the fallout, and maybe it's just I hope it's not a short-lived thing. The schmuck, the caliph in chief, as you call him, his numbers are plummeting. I hope they go down to 25. I mean, I'll settle for that.
Yeah,
but
you know
they're waking
though,
up.
Linda, but you know what, though, Linda? Mission accomplished.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Obama and his people are concerned. He was here to train wreck us. I mean, shame on every American. Shame on every single American. Before the 2012 election that did not see Obama 2016, and shame on every American that stayed home. And I said this to Ron. I love him. He's my brother. But I was critical of him. 2012 was the last shot.
Yeah.
Last shot. And there's no reason why this 100 million patriot thing that I've heard about could not have bucked the system and voted Gary Johnson in. Hey, folks, sorry. He was the only one constitutionally close. And so what if people thought, oh, who's this idiot? Who'd you rather have now? Would you rather have some unknown idiot, or would you rather have a spawn of Satan, which Obama certainly is? He's totally a Luciferian. I mean, the guy is a monster.
He absolutely is.
I'd rather have Fred Flintstone in office. All right? So,
like,
I mean,
Mark Levin used to say he would vote for an orange. He would vote for an orange juice can over Zero. That's funny, but
old patriots that sold out for Romney. Shame on you! You blew it. You blew it.
Absolutely. No, I know they did. It's really sad.
The tank, and I told everybody he was, and it came out from his very own son, Tag, 4 months after the election.
Yes.
My father did not want to win. He just
you know,
felt.
Then why did he run? Why did he run?
He was paid to lose. They don't have to give all their extra monies back, their political donations. We've seen people trust, and what do? Maybe if they're caught, maybe pay a little fine. It's all about the money, and it's all about ego. Read A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. We are driven by ego. Guys like Romney, they just want, like Trump, they just want their name in lights constantly. That's how shallow and empty these people are. They want their name 24/7.
McShane did the same thing. He didn't want to win. He actually, I could tell when he was interviewed on his private jet or whatever. I knew it then that this guy was, you know, these guys are all paid to take a fall like a fighter. This is exactly what they're doing. They've been paid off. Oh yeah.
You have to learn the human psyche and what drives it. What is driving us? What is driving this society? It is false pride. It is pumped up ego. It is the empty need to have our name in life. When I grow up, I want to be a rock star. How about being a good
person? Not
really. Maybe being a good wife and a good mother. I want to be a rock star. I want to be like Kim Kardashian. It's the ego. Mitt Romney ran for the notoriety and to have his name constantly seen. Over and over and over. It's like
disgusting.
Alex Rodriguez in baseball. He dumped his wife. His wife gave birth to the second. He dumps her for Madonna. He needs his name in lights. It's this sick, twisted.
I know.
It
is.
It's for attention. That's what it is, a need for attention.
Well,
but it is. It reminds me of ancient Greece and the Bacchanals and ancient Rome with the orgies. That's exactly what it reminds me of.
Empire, correct, Linda. You're right.
It's true. All you have to do is look at I call it the DCC, the District of Corrupt Criminals, you know, because that's what it is. Or S&G, Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing. I mean, they're just disgusting. I have no respect. How can you respect anyone that even goes in that swamp and does this stuff? And they're all corrupted. The only one that got through unscathed was Ron Paul. And he spent 30 years there. That guy's got the whole armor of God on. And that's why. You know damn well he does. He was a doctor. He was disgusted by abortion. I don't know if did you get that email I sent you that Bradley Dean did? It's amazing. I'd love to see you put it on your show.
Oh, you mean the one that how he lost the election?
A 17-minute one. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one. I could take up 17 minutes. I could. You know,
it would be great. Well, if you could cut it in half.
I could splice it. I could cut it to parts.
Cut it in half and talk in the middle. Oh, yeah. Bradley's cool.
He last shot. And that's why you have to ask them. People are in love with the Tea Party. Well, where was Michelle Bachmann? Where was what's her face? Sarah Palin endorsing him. They refused.
Yeah, I know. It's a mess. I want you guys to keep, you got 31 minutes. I'm going to go take a little quick break. You guys keep talking, okay? Just give me 2 seconds.
Oh, God.
Bill, you go, and then Lee, try to, okay?
Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay. I feel like until we unite and we realize that there's a major agenda and we go after that agenda instead of all the little subservient parts of it, we have to go after the core of the agenda and tear the whole agenda down. And that takes us being united and standing together.
Well,
which everyone wants us to fight and peaceful dreams and safety and get out there tomorrow and make your voice heard.
Well, we have to do that by funding the machine. And if we don't defund the machine, they're just going to keep on trucking. And how do we do that unitedly? I mean, who's going to be unafraid? I mean, where the, you know, if I were to call for, let's say, you know, starting January 1st, all of us just put exempt on a W-4. Who's going to do it?
No, yeah, one. See, this is the thing. You know, the only maybe
do
the
it.
Only way you
I mean, I'll
maybe
do it.
The only way is,
you know, Ron's doing it and he's getting fleeced up the Yahoo.
I mean,
I'm not going to tell you what he makes his salary. I don't know the exact one, but I know it's a damn good one. But he's being fleeced. They're taking almost
of
all of it, and he refuses to
are.
Back. Who's willing
I don't blame
to make
him.
That commitment? No one.
I get it. So
you
know? Go ahead, Bill. You guys jump in.
Well, you know,
Bill and... go ahead.
I refuse to comply, and I don't comply, and I've had to battle the IRS. Just you know. Linda knows I just got done winning a battle against them. I've been fighting them for 2 years now. You know, it takes that. But it still takes, you've got to expose the agenda. You've got to make the public and the people aware of what's really going on. You're not going to do it through the media because the media is in cahoots. You see how they cover
sure.
and everything. So you've got to do your own research, and then you've got to put the facts and the true statistics out there and the true truth about what's going on out there, and keep spreading and spreading. When I started fighting Agenda 21 in 2007, there was just a handful of people. Today there
exactly.
are millions fighting it, and I got to figure that it's going to keep growing.
Bill, let me ask you: Are you legally allowed to discuss your fight with the IRS, or do you have to keep it under wraps?
I'm not supposed to be discussing it.
All right, fine, then forget
oh.
it. Because if we could learn something from that, that would be great. But that's why I asked first instead of, well, how'd you do it? I asked if you could legally do it. Because I know that they don't want you, you know,
right.
they don't want getting out how they could be beat, you know. So I was just wondering
true.
If you were allowed to talk about that. But
I think that there are ways.
This. A lot of it is they depend on you to just give up. They don't
right.
think that you'll keep fighting. And the longer you hold out and the more you keep fighting, eventually, you know, they realize you're not going to give up. And then you get the little letter and you get them called in and
sure.
you get talked to like we did. And, well, this is what you can disclose and this is what you can't.
Understood. Okay.
You know, remember that you guys, whoever has seen it, I think Bill and Mike may have seen it
yeah.
and maybe Lee. It was Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, you better believe it.
That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And this was all about the fight with the IRS and the tax codes and this and that. It's just an amazing thing. And I know that Ron has talked about this incessantly on his shows for 3 or 4 years, whatever he's been telling us. But and I've seen as many of these as I can. I've seen the videos of Creature from Jekyll Island. I've seen The Secret of Oz. All these things just deluged in me. I'm just absorbing as much as possible. I read the scriptures. I read everything I can get my hands on. And every time I go in public or if I go on a blog on the newspaper or on Facebook, I tell people the truth. I don't care what it costs me, Mike. I don't. They can kick me off Teams. I don't care. It doesn't matter. If it's the truth and I've studied it and I know it to be true, I'm doing it. I'm going to try to educate people. I've lived
rough early years of my life with some rough years on the road on my bike or when I was serving my country or just growing up rough. But what I've always learned is you got to keep getting back up and keep fighting and keep swinging. The moment you stop getting up, the moment you're beat. I refuse
not
to
right.
be beat. And I've learned a lot through the years, and I know that I wouldn't be here if not for God's mercy, because too many times I would have been taken out and shot, killed, stabbed,
gotcha.
Whatever. They would have ended me. I'm here for a reason, and I keep pushing, and I keep fighting, and I can't give up. I'm not fighting for me. I'm almost 60. By gosh, I'm going to put up the biggest fight anybody ever saw trying to protect the futures of my children, my grandchildren, and the other children of this country.
You bet. Thanks, Bill. Amen. And Lee,
yes.
what are your
thoughts
on?
I feel the same way. I mean, you know, the way I see it is this nation has been good to my family and I for 30 years. So the next 30 years of my life, I will dedicate to fighting for this nation.
Oh, thank
you know,
God. You're such a blessing.
Can.
Good for you,
God
Lee. We applaud you for that and bless you for that. But and people in the chat room are talking, you know, Mike and everybody, and I know Bill has done this with his city council. I do this in front. I have spoken in front of crowds. I don't care how many people are there. I don't care how many people are watching it via KOCT, which is local in Oceanside. It doesn't matter. I just put on a little bit of extra makeup and get up there and get my 3 minutes because I'm going to tell they can laugh at me. They can think I'm crazy. That's fine. You know, they probably thought people like Gandhi was crazy too, you know, but hello. I'm sure they thought Jesus was pretty out of his mind as well, but, and I'm not anywhere near that, of course, but I'm going to speak. And I'm going to tell the truth. That's what you guys got to do. And I know that a lot of you do. And I know, Lee, you gave a speech that, like I said, I was just amazed, absolutely amazed. She nailed it in front of ISIS aid that day, you guys. She was phenomenal. So we got to give her a round of applause. Yay. So.
No, I mean, I was infuriated that, you know, that you guys like dummies.
Yeah.
You know, how dare they? They live off our tax dollars, and they treat us like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
this
they
is
make
the
more money than most people I know, and they have no business representing illegal aliens. If they can't do the job, they should just step down.
Yeah, I know that. But the thing is, and I know this is what Mike's whole thing is about, and I know that Ron and myself and other people who are out there, Alex Jones, Anne Barnhart, they don't represent us anymore, and they don't work for us anymore like they used to 160 years ago. And that's probably how damn far back this goes. You know what I'm saying, Mike? This is how far back the corruption goes.
And we need to fire them by withholding their paychecks. There's only one way to do that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
There's only one way to do it.
But who's
willing to do it?
They think
who's
they are an oligarchy.
We need to reestablish laws. Reinstate the laws and enforce the laws against insider and investing and trading by our elected on all levels, from local levels all the way to the top.
You know,
who's going to enforce those laws? I don't.
Well, there's a problem.
Yes.
That's the problem we have now. We have laws now, but no one enforces them. Nobody
because they're all corrupt. They don't care.
They're only enforced against us, the peons, and the elected are above those laws.
Here's the difference between us and them. They are willing to take their gun out and shoot you.
Oh, sure. In a
heartbeat. Who's willing to do the reverse? Who on the other side is willing to do that? You see, the law is in the hands of the gun. All right? And I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, look, before the policemen were unarmed and they tried to give you a speeding ticket, I blow it out your, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about who's willing to pull the trigger. That's where the law is. I'm just saying.
It's really sad. The problem, you know.
It is sad. That's human nature, unfortunately.
Look, when these people think that they are an oligarchy, you know, that they have divine right of kings or philosopher kings or whatever the hell they want to call themselves today. Whether they're progressives or Fabian socialists, it doesn't matter. It's all, to me, evil crap. And it's what we fought against in 1776 for 8.5 damn years. Of course, then the idiots took over, you know, with the first bank of the U.S. and all the rest of it. And when that monetary system started, that was kind of the beginning of the end, because then all the rest of it. And the other thing that ticks me off and that these people will not do, because they don't work for us, they don't represent us, they're bought off by banksters, they're bought off by foreign interests, they're bought off by whatever lobbyists, they're bought off by the freaking environmentalist wackos that have got all their stuff all over the United States. They, you know, this is the problem. And the Congress has the power of the purse. They don't even give lip service to the damn Constitution anymore. That's how sad this is. They should, every one of those alphabet soup agencies that I just cringe over every night and have nightmares about, should be abolished, defunded, and destroyed, as far as I'm concerned. I've had it with these people.
Eyebrows. How do you enforce it when the system is so corrupted?
Yeah.
There's
no
way to
they
enforce
won't do it.
The people that are in charge are enforcing it.
And this is why And this is why we have to remove ourselves from the system.
I know.
Take the consequences.
I'm about ready to get my knitting needles out and be like Madame Dufarge and advocate the guillotine. I've had it with these people. I can't take it anymore. They're criminals. Well, it's the truth.
Yes, they are. And they're paid criminals.
Yeah,
they're
by our money.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're paid to be criminals.
I see that all the time. We pay them to fight us.
Well, how long are we going to pay our enemy?
I don't pay taxes.
People that are not normally in this room, like we have guests 2608, whatever. You got to understand the fact, except that we are living in a treasonous government. This is why America is dead, because the people that are running it, they're traitors.
Oh yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Traitors. And they're lawbreakers, we're paying to be cyber raped.
I got
you. Because we're being raped.
The problem, Mikey, is that you've got a majority of the American people who are completely unaware of this fact. This is why we do our shows. This is why we go to meetings. We go to ICE's office. We go to the city council and we scream. We put stuff in the newspaper. We do whatever the hell we can. We do it on Facebook. I do it in emails. People that I know that probably will disown me, I don't care. If my grandnieces are being taught communism and LGBT nonsense, I'm going to stand up against it. I don't care. They can excommunicate me from the family. I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. I mean, that's the only thing I've got is my little tiny bastion of freedom
conviction.
Of speech. So
that's what it is. It's your conviction to do what's right. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to be left by everybody else around you. Until you're ready to be, to be alone, then you can't take on the fight, because then every little thing will affect you.
Yeah, you know what?
I know.
There's a lot of people in history who don't mind being alone, and I think that Gandhi was one of them. Mother Teresa may have been another. I know there's a few others. Believe me, and I know Jesus sure was, because he was alone for long periods of time and tempted by the devil. Didn't bother him because he knew who he was.
That's right. Well, that's what it comes down to, is that you have to know who you are and what your core spirit is. If you don't have the guts to stand up and fight and be talked against and be talked down, then you can't carry this fight.
Yep.
You have to uphold your personal conviction above everybody else's.
Well, you have to be a person of principle, or you're going to lose everything. I think that the left or the other side or the evil side, they have to their convictions, but they have been so misled. And they're being misled by the serpent, actually, the father of all lies, and they just fall right in line. I'm quite surprised that they haven't got the Dorian Gray deal, but I don't know. Maybe they've never heard of the movie. You guys may know or not know about that one, but that's when you signed your soul away from the devil, and he said you can look gorgeous like you're 30 years old for the rest of your life in the closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, portrait in the closet, that whole deal. Well, I'll tell you who didn't
get
that deal, and that was Hilda Beast didn't get that deal, and neither did Piglosi. Sad.
Do you notice how these left-wing chicks, they all look like men?
Well, yeah.
They all look like chicks with dicks. It's amazing.
Well,
all
of them are Janet Napolitano.
Reno.
Because they
Hillary,
are.
Janet Reno.
Oh, yeah, Hilda Beast. I know.
French Steinhead. I mean, they're just skanks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sandra Fluke. Remember that idiot.
And then we got
De La Rosa or whatever. Her husband's one of the heads of Monsanto.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
We got a caliph in chief that's an Indonesian dog eater, and he's a fag from the get go. I don't know. Did you guys anyone see that video with Dr. Manning lately? The chick from Hawaii was in his high school group. When she only knew him as Barry. Oh, yeah, she was unloading for quite a bit. I think it was like almost 30 minutes that I got to see that one. I tried to send it to as many of y'all as that I could by email. That was pretty wild. That was real, and that was just recently. Yeah, that was really good. Oh, she let loose on that one.
let's not forget Larry Sinclair.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was in that piece too. That was actually in that piece.
Who mysteriously wound up dead after giving testimony about Barry's homosexual exploits. Guy wound up dead.
And so did the others, his gay lovers.
Yeah, there were two or three of them. Yeah.
There's a few of them that wound up mysteriously dead. Mm-hmm.
The other deal was...
They have two different Obama birth certificates.
Oh, my God. And Social Security numbers. And this chick was talking about all of it.
He has it from Connecticut. His Social Security numbers is from some dead
friend
in the 1890s. I love it. Yeah. He's a Connecticut Social Security number from some dead guy in the 1890s that came here from France.
Yep, absolutely. And she was talking about how he was like a Mac daddy back then, because he would always Mac people and scam them and con them. And, you know, he was such a lazy schmuck, and he never had his own cigarettes, and he was doing all kinds of crack and coke and everything else he could get his hands on. And she said that he was a pathological liar even back in high school. And everybody that was around him, in all the groups that would say, oh, yeah, Barry, the liar, the Mac daddy, you know, I mean, that was his reputation. He was, like, always on the fringes. And they all knew that he was stripping older white males to get money for whatever he wanted.
Money.
Oh, yeah. That was exactly. Yeah, isn't that special? That's what we have in the White House. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. Can you send that to me? Because I like to spread it around.
I'll try to find it. I can't remember. I'll look at my emails and see if I can get it. Go try YouTube. Reverend Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, and see, you know,
okay.
On Barry. See if you can find the latest one. I'll try to find it, hon.
Relationship with Bill Ayers, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Yeah, that makes Bill Ayers is horrible. That guy, how did he get off on a technicality? Boy, he must have had some money. I bet he had Soros money behind him then, too.
More than likely.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or Maurice Strong or Joel Rogers or any of the rest of those schmucks. You cannot believe these people.
Maurice is more busy scamming the globe.
Yeah.
More than any one singular particular country. Soros is the one who goes after singular countries.
He does. And he goes after the monetary system. And now, of course, he's glommed onto the Cloward and Piven of the United States. And he's funding every evil entity that's ever come down the pike in the U.S.
They have a warrant to support Soros in Russia. I'm all for collecting the bounty. I think the American citizens could turn him over and
absolutely.
We can put it towards something to do for kids.
Anything. Try to restore the country. I don't know. It's crazy.
Soros made his money when the USSR fell. He raped and fleeced all of the Eastern European satellites.
He's
that's
evil.
How he made his fortune.
He's evil.
And that's why he wanted in Russia.
Right.
It's pretty sad.
Right, because he fleeced and raped everybody.
Out of his own mouth, he says his crowning glory will be the destruction of the United States economy.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, I think he's wanted in like three.
This is the guy who's financing the left.
Yeah, he does. He does it every day.
Well,
Bill,
how do you know he's not financing both sides?
Well, he does. Well, he's funded McCain.
Exactly. And that's why the Grab Obama's Penis Party is in the tank with the socialists.
That's what the GOP stands for, Lee, in case you haven't.
Yeah,
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 we love that.
Penis Party.
Yes, that's the Grand Party.
that's Boehner. Yeah, that's Boehner and McConnell. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And the same-sex senator, Lindsey Graham and McCain.
It's pretty sad.
Indiana, and we'll be crossing that river to put pressure on the people of Kentucky to oust Mitch McConnell. We'll be joining the Tea Party groups in Kentucky out to get rid of Mitch McConnell. We got
one of the things,
have no power, no say at anything.
One of the biggest negative polling things on this guy that was on GBTV, and it was done on social media, not the Gallup poll or any of that crap. They said that McCain's approval ratings were so low overall across the board from left, right, independent, whatever, that it was like 79% against him. They finally woke up. In fact, yeah, it was huge. It was absolutely the biggest upset over McConnell and Graham and the rest of them and Boehner. Boehner didn't fare too well either, but, I mean, unbelievable stuff going on there. If you guys ever get a chance to watch today's episode on GPTV, it was amazing. There was some really good in-depth studies on real stuff, you know. Real poll numbers, not that phony stuff. Not the phone calls from, you know, some clown and somebody's in the middle of eating their turkey dinner or something and, you know, oh, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. They were doing a really intelligent survey type thing by going through the media, social media, Facebook, Twitter, all the sites. So, oh, yeah, Yola's right on. Thanks so much, Yola, for hanging in today. You guys have been fabulous. We only have 9 minutes left. Maybe I'll read a little bit of stuff here, and then I want to thank Lee, of course, for coming in, and Bill, and everybody, and Lonnie, Sandy, FT, Yo, all you guys, and Mike, of course, you were a great add to the show. Let's do a little bit of scripture just for the heck of it, and then we'll wrap it up. And this is Proverbs 19. Better is the poor that walketh in his iniquity, in his integrity, than he that perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth make many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. So we do have hope in the Lord, because I see things unraveling for the liars and the author of lies and those who follow that person. So I want to go around the deal. Lee, you've been fantastic. What is your final thoughts for today?
My final thought is that we have to keep fighting, and we have to let people know and not be afraid to speak up. You know, that's the whole thing. It's not be afraid to tell the truth and say things as it is.
Absolutely, and God bless you for joining us today. It was fantastic. Hope you can come in anytime at 4 p.m. Our time, because she's on the West Coast with me. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blessing. Like I said, you can always get us in podcast later in the archives. And Mikey?
Well, you know, as I said all along, I think we need to take stock of ourselves individually. And if James 4:8 is my credo, draw close to God, who draw close to you. And the real fight is defunding this machine. And are you willing to take your lumps? If you're not willing to take your lumps, these other... You know, these other so-called fights of bumper stickers and overpass protests, they're laughing. Sorry, folks, but they're laughing. And take them to court. Take them to the court that they own. I mean, it's just playing right into their hands. It's just, it is. They're laughing at all of us.
It's
just the way it is.
And thanks, Mike, for joining. It was great. I'll talk to you on Skype later, and once we wrap it up.
That'd be nice.
Okay. And Bill, what's your final thought, sir?
Yeah, me and Bill, Chad and Bill, God bless everyone, and keep on fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Chad and Bill, and everybody that's listening, everybody that's been here. You guys have been great. I'll play a little song and ask you to hang in for a couple minutes, and then I'll just bless everybody, say God bless everyone, and please tune in tomorrow, because we did miss Miss Terry last week because she had to hand out candy. But she will do an incredible show. That woman is amazing, from Virginia. The poor thing did vote for Cuccinelli, but now she's probably crying in her beer if she has any, or lemonade or coffee. And we'll have to see her tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. She has a fabulous show. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much, Lee, Bill, Mike, guest, Yola. Love you guys. Let me play this, and then we'll wrap it up.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Mike, everybody. Bill, all y'all, Yola. Have a great night. God bless.
God bless. Night.